What is your ultimate goal with the film? What do you hope viewers of Ice Edge will take away from watching the film?
I guess I have a few goals for this film. One is I hope that people who are pursuing science research in and around small indigenous communities gain a better understanding of how they might be able to go about a collaborative project, not only including indigenous local people, but having the elders, team members, and also helping to decide how research is carried out. And I've been listening to scientists for years saying things like, oh, I've been working in this community for years and I've never eaten the local food and I've never really talked to local people. I've never been in a local person's home. I get to the community, I fly in, I go to bed, I wake up and I go out to the field and I do my research. And I hear that almost every time. And so I have slowly started to see a change in people at least wanting to engage more with the local community. And so I hope that scientists can get some ideas by watching this film and maybe incorporate some of our methodology into their own methodology. Also, I hope that the film could possibly help influence funding agencies for what they're willing to fund, that they will be more open-minded to fund projects that, yes, are focused on science, but allow for the integration of more traditional knowledge. And I hope that the film showcases how beneficial it is to combine those two knowledge sets, that we're able to gain a much broader, deeper understanding of these large topics, like climate change and sea ice change, and how they can be so complementary to each other. And also, I hope that the rest of the world learns more about how climate change is impacting this Arctic community and why it's important to gain a better understanding of how it's changing and if we're able to make any kind of predictions for how it's going to continue to change, so that local people can have a better sense of being able to trust their traditional knowledge while adapting to how rapid it's changing, so that people can maintain more of a sense of safety. And so if we're able to recognize the importance of maintaining the Inupiaq way of life, it's really important that we learn how it's changing and that we have resources and change policy in such a way that we can support doing more research relating to how people are being impacted by change. And so I'm pretty passionate about it at this point because I've been working in the community for over 8 years and have really deeply learned a lot of things about the way of life there and how important it is and how those elders, and in this film have a stage for being able to talk to the world. And so I really hope that their message gets out there. And I do want to mention that the elders have said to me that they want their voice out to the world as broadly as possible. And they want people to hear their story. You know, one of the end scenes is two of the elders speaking to Obama. And Obama was the first U.S. president to go north of the Arctic Circle during presidency. And he made a speech in Kotzebue that he wanted to help out with what was going on. And it was all related to climate change. And so the elders are speaking to Obama and basically requesting, hey, we'd love it if you came back and see how the landscape looks now, because we still need help. And so hopefully there's a way to reach out to either him or anyone who's able to influence policy, because really this type of research takes a lot of funding. And so it's important that There's agencies out there who will see the importance of that and continue to fund that. And again, to fund these collaborative projects where we can combine Indigenous knowledge and science.